Black Diamond and Turner Valley Councils are ready to discuss the Municipal Affairs Minister's letter supporting the potential amalgamation at their Joint Friendship Agreement Committee, JFAC, next week. Minister Rick McIver's January 10 letter seeks confirmation that both councils are still in support of the merger after the October election saw some new faces join council. The letter was briefly discussed by both councils at their regular meetings, which were held simultaneously February 2 at 6:30 p.m. Turner Valley Mayor Barry Crane said he was surprised the minister didn't make any recommendations based on the hundreds of pages included in the application package. "This is a fantastic letter of support from the minister," he said. "I've always supported amalgamation. It's the way forward." His comments were echoed by the majority of council. Coun. Curtis Dixon voiced his support, noting it seems like the logical way forward. Coun. Gary Robb said he was a hard yes, as this is in best interest of taxpayers. Coun. Cindy Holliday said she 100% supports amalgamation. She said she's excited as the merger would stop competition and inefficiency. "Just want to get it done," she said. Councillors Jonathan Gordon and John Waring both voiced their support as well. "Small communities are dying," Waring said, noting there is less provincial and federal funding available. Coun. Hazel Martin, however, said she was on the fence. She said she feels she's at a disadvantage as she hasn't been a part of all the amalgamation discussions over the past year. Martin said she got her answers from reading the report but is looking forward to the joint friendship meeting to discuss it further. Meanwhile, in Black Diamond Council chambers, there was little discussion on the topic as councillors moved to accept the letter as information. Coun. Ted Bain asked if the reason council wasn't voting on the matter Wednesday night was because some councillors still needed time to peruse the hundreds of pages in amalgamation application. "I would appreciate more time to comb through the material," said Mayor Brendan Kelly, who has only been serving in the role since the municipal election in October. In the letter, the minister requested each council respond formally by the end of February. Coun. Heather Thompson said the letter raised concerns. She said the minister's request isn't taking into consideration all the work the councils and administration did to get this there. "I hope the new councillors do take the time so you're making really good and informed decisions," she said. Newly elected Coun. Chad Vandenhoek made a motion that Black Diamond would cast its vote at the February 16 regular meeting. Kelly told The Wheel February 3 he hopes council will continue to use the time we have to make the most of the information. "Now this is going to JFAC next week, February 9 at 6 p.m., he said. "We will have a roundtable discussion with Turner Valley and see how they feel about it, and then we'll vote in 2 weeks, February 16.